I can't buy your love. Don't even wanna try. Sometimes the truth won't make you happy. So I'm not gonna lie.
Emily Sunday is already a star across the pond. Her debut album topped the charts in the UK this year. Her songwriting prowess has won wide acclaim, and she took home the Brit Critics' Choice Award, joining the company of artists including Adele and Florence and the Machine.
When you're crying out, when you're falling and can't pick your head up off the ground.
Now it's time for another coming out party of sorts. Sunday is bringing her unique mix of pop ballads, soulful belting, and dance arrangements to North America for a new tour. And her album, Our Version of Events, is out in the U.S. this week. Emily Sunday joins us now from the studios of KALW in San Francisco. Emily, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Before this solo album, I mean, you had a hand or a voice, rather, in a lot of different projects. You did guest vocals on a number of albums and wrote songs for artists like Leona Lewis and Susan Boyle, even.
Yes.
And then you released your big hit single called Heaven. Let's hear a little bit of that right now.
Will you
You have such a strong voice, it's hard to imagine that you weren't always writing for yourself.
From when I was a kid, I always had the ambition of being a musician and an artist in my own right. But, you know, I grew up listening to people like Nina Simone and Joni Mitchell and Tracy Chapman, who were just such incredible artists, and they were in control of everything, their whole artistry. So songwriting for me was a big ambition of mine.
If you're looking for the big adventure, and gold is all that's on your mind, if all you want someone to take your picture, then I won't waste your time.
When did you start writing songs?
I began writing when I was about 6 or 7. And even at that age, I just thought it was so incredible that you could create something from nothing. And it was all in your mind and your imagination. And the combination of poetry and music, I just thought was incredible. So when I was 7, I remember showing my parents my first song, and it wasn't great.
Do you remember what it was?
It was something about an alien coming from space, and the verses explored his journey. And I mean, my parents thought, you know, they obviously told me it was great and to keep working on it. And I'm glad I did. You know, you have to start from somewhere.
Can you sing a little bit of it still?
Oh, do I remember it? Coming from planet space, oh baby. I mean, it was a proper pop 7-year-old song.
But what has been kind of attached to your story is the fact that you were pursuing a much different career path. You actually went to the University of Glasgow and studied neuroscience.
Yes. I mean, I was always interested in the human body when I was a kid, and I would always talk to my dad about what happened in the brain and how different connections were made. And I really loved school. You know, education was such a big part of my life, and I always had it in my head at some point I would go and pursue music and really go after my dream, because I felt like a musician. Neurology is something I can always go back to. I feel like
it's your fallback plan, neurology.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I always feel that I would love to go back and use the degree in some way. But, you know, within the music industry, you have a window and you kind of have to seize the day when it comes.
How did you get discovered? I mean, were you just writing music and someone heard it, or you were performing in clubs? What was your big break?
When I was 16, I sent this video of me performing just in my house on my first piano to London for this competition. I ended up winning the competition, and the prize was a record deal, but it wasn't a very good record deal. It was kind of, you know, it wasn't one that would give you a long career or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
So at that point, I found management. And, you know, they advised me, you know, you should go to med school. We'll wait till you're done. And then
your music manager told you to go to med school?
Yeah, which is quite rare. And then after that, the connection was to London was made, and that's how it all came together.
I want to play another song off of the new album. This one is called Mountains. Let's take a listen to this.
He said, I'm gonna have a bed with lots of pillows. And that we're gonna build a house with lots of windows. And when we have the kids, we'll tell them to remind we.
I've read that this song is for your parents. Who are they? What is their story?
Well, my dad is from Zambia and my mother is from North England. And, you know, my dad really bettered his life. He's very, very intelligent and he came over to the UK to study engineering, and that's where he met my mum. And they had a real struggle at the very beginning because they were, you know, an interracial couple, and it was, you know, 85 in quite a deprived area of England. They really made many sacrifices to make sure that my sister and I had everything we needed, and we had the confidence to really make a difference in the world. You know, just hearing their stories and hearing their real battle to be respected and to really make a better life for themselves has inspired me with everything I do in my life.
Emily Sunde, her debut album is called Our Version of Events. It is out this week, and you can hear more of her music on nprmusic.org. Emily, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
And this is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Elaine Heinzman and produced by Peter Breslow, Tom Bullock, Ned Wharton, Gemma Waters, Hanzi Lo Wong, Chris Benderev, Tom Dreisbach, Connor Donovan and Becky Sullivan, Barry Hardiman and Jeffrey Bennett edit the program. Catherine Fox produced today's program. Our technical director is Brian Jarbo, assisted by Burke Hun. Our librarian is Kim Oleski, and our web producer is Melissa Goh. Our senior editor is Sarah Gilbert. Sarah Lucy Oliver is our supervising producer, and the senior supervising producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Rachel Martin. And I can't seem to find no help.